Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. Hopefully, if you're driving safely and you get to where you need to be without running off the road, as we have our third nor'easter in a week and a half. But we got some sports today, as Neil Walker is a Yankee and the chips are starting to fall in the NFL player by player and what it means for the Jets and Giants. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And, you know, I'm very proud of you handling the third nor'easter in that 10-day period where you have to drive 64 miles one way. And where you're coming from here on Long Island, I mean, it's right where the money spot is a lot of the snow today.
No complaining. Got here early.
That's what I like about you.
I will get home. There's just that you do what you have to do, Boomer, in situations like this. Coming up in 20 minutes or so, someone gave Al a scare thinking I wasn't coming in today, but it ended up being a mistake. But I was well on my way at that point. I mean, I got up at 2:30 this morning. I was in the car at 3:00.
And you heard it.
And I was...
Did you hear it?
Yes, indeed. Well, but we will get to that.
For people who didn't hear it, we will play something that came from this radio station around 3:00 this morning. And it was a little bit of a shock to all of us. But
yep.
We'll get to that in a minute. So you talked about it. The players are starting to fall now, or seems like the free agency is starting to drop, where you can kind of get a sense of where people are going. It looks like Case Keenum is going to go to Denver. And which is amazing to me, because he had such a magical run with your beloved Minnesota Vikings.
That's right.
And it was just an awesome year for him. And what a way to finish the year at home against the New Orleans Saints. Now, they didn't play well when they went to Philadelphia. We all understand that. But their game against the Saints was, you know, a game I think that will be etched in the memory of every Minnesota Viking fan for the rest of their life. And the throw that he makes to Steph Diggs to win the football game against the Saints basically is kind of all for naught now. He is just gone. He did exactly what they wanted him and needed him to do, rescue their season as Sam Bradford went down. And this is the NFL. Not for long. It's a chilling business. They forget about all of the good stuff that he did, all the stuff that he did with Diggs and Thielen and Rudolph and how good they were offensively. And their offense coordinator's gone. He's the head coach of the Giants. Their starting quarterback is gone now. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And here we go. Now it's going to get to nut-cutting time for the Jets, for the Vikings, and maybe even the Cardinals.
Right,
Kirk Cousins.
Right, and the Cardinals are apparently going to make a big deal. There's a lot of guaranteed money, too, so they're throwing their hats in a ring. Couple interesting things. One, obviously the Broncos weren't all that interested in Kirk Cousins if they went out there.
They couldn't afford him.
I mean, but
afford him.
But
they didn't want to get involved in that.
Right, but Cousins and the money and where it's gotten now has eliminated the Broncos, and now you've got the Jets and the Vikings and the Cardinals. So Kirk Cousins sends a goodbye letter out to the fans of the Washington Redskins, and in that blog post he tagged on the bottom Jets and Vikings. So now it's down to those two teams.
Unless, of course, Arizona does something that we wouldn't predict, or if there's another team out there that we're not even thinking about that also could still get involved. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's at the right place at the right time. He's a high character guy. No matter what they say out of Washington, you can't take one word for what they say about him out of Washington, because there'll be some negativity coming out of there. You know, at the end of the day, that's a dysfunctional franchise. We all know it's dysfunctional, and that's one of the reasons why he wanted to get the hell away from there and why he is sitting where he is sitting right now. I do believe that somebody is going to go 5 years all in, fully guaranteed. That's what I believe is ultimately he's going to get. I don't see him sitting there, you know, accepting a 3-year, $90 million guarantee from Minnesota with an extra 2 years tacked onto it, and then the Jets coming in and offering 5 years, you know, $28 to $29 million per, all guaranteed, yeah. And him saying no to the Jets.
Yeah, it feels like, though, that he's going to the Vikings, and it feels like the Jets are going to have to go to Plan B. That's what it feels like this morning. Now, that could change in a matter of hours. That could change tomorrow. But it feels like with Keenum going to the Broncos and saying, all right, I guess I'm not a part of the future there. Because wouldn't you think if Case Keenum thought that he had an opportunity to go back
stay.
To the – right, he would – or at least wait – to see what happened. And it doesn't seem like there was any waiting going on there with Case Keenum. And I think he did a phenomenal job. And I wanted him back on a short-term deal and give it another run as opposed to giving all this money to Cousins and putting the rest of the roster in jeopardy. But the Jets, they don't have to pay as many guys right now because they don't have anybody on the roster.
Yeah, the only guy they'll end up having to pay here in the next couple of years is going to be Leonard Williams, assuming he stays here.
Exactly.
And that is it. And that's why the Jets have this advantage going for them. And you remember, you know, at the combine a couple of weeks ago, your head coach Mike Zimmer basically said, look, man, we got to be careful about what we're doing. I think he was trying to send a message to Rick Spielman, but it seems like Rick Spielman has decided, look, this is what we're doing. We're going all in here. And then it's going to be interesting what happens to the local team here, the New York Jets. Where do they go with this? What is Plan B? Plan B, is it to bring back Josh McCown and then draft a quarterback, which it seems kind of interesting to me. And also the Buffalo Bills make another trade. So they kind of did what Philadelphia did a few years ago. They traded up. They got up into like now number 12 with the Bengals. And now they have, 22 and 12 or 21 and 12, whatever it is. And kind of like what the Eagles did, do they make a massive offer to like the Colts to get up to number 3 to get a quarterback that they want?
I think that they are. I think that's exactly what they're planning to do. And this was the only way to really go about that. So those pieces are there. So if you think about the Jets and where they are and where they want to be and where they may end up, it's a scary little prospect for them because, first off, Allen Robinson, the guy we talked about, one of the top wide receiver prospects out there. He's going to go to Chicago. All right, so then that's gone. That was one of the guys you were talking about where maybe you can entice Kirk Cousins by bringing in a big weapon like that. That's off the table. One of their best pass catchers and most productive offensive players last year in Austin Seferian Jenkins looks like he is now gone because they don't want to give him the $7 million per that it might command out there in the tight end market. So he looks like he's going to go elsewhere. Is there a scenario shaping up where the Jets are going to get shut out of?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you're sitting there with all this money to spend and basically no one to spend it on. That would be the worst case scenario. Plus, you got to remember, they're sitting at 6. They're not the Giants. They're not going to get a pick of the top 2 quarterbacks or maybe the top quarterback. So if Cousins ends up going to the Vikings, and you're thinking about the Bills now trying to trade up, you could have quarterbacks 1, 2, 3 right there if they make that trade with the Colts, and who knows what happens before you get to 6. I mean, it is a dangerous, dangerous place that the Jets are in right now if they're not careful.
Well, and that's why I do believe that they're going to have to go, you know, to a point where no team wants to go, and it's a total guaranteed contract. That's what it seems like to me, and that's what it sounds like to me. If, in fact, they want to get Kirk Cousins. You know, the interesting thing from the Jets' standpoint is that, you know, last year when Mike Maccagnan decided, okay, we're getting rid of Sheldon Richardson, we're going to get rid of Brandon Marshall, we're not bringing any of these people back, we're going to get rid of Muhammad Wilkerson this year. We drafted 2 safeties last year. I felt like, okay, he made a decision, although I felt like it was a year too late, that we're going to tear it down and we're going to rebuild it. And we're going to rebuild it, and it's going to take a little bit of time, and I get it. And his time is right now, at least for free agency, because they have all this money. They have the most money to spend. They can be as creative as they want to be. They can be as aggressive as they want to be. So he is right now in his particular money spot. I mean, for a general manager to be sitting there with all of these different opportunities now because of the amount of money that he's got, you know, going for him, this is his moment. You know, I said to Jeff Gordon, the general manager of Rangers, when we had him on here after he was going through all the trades, I said, you know, this is your moment now. This is where you cut, you know, your teeth. This is where you make a name for yourself because you are in a high-profile position. You're going to have cap space. You're going to have opportunity. You're going to have draft picks. And now everybody's going to be watching, and we want to see what the hell you're going to do with our team. The same thing can be said for Mike Maccagnan.
We like Boomer.
Thank you, Mike. He's been here for a while now. The Jet fan base is not what I would call a patient bunch, but I think they understood what he was trying to do last year, and now they are in a great position when it comes to free agency. If they lose out on free agency, whether it be real or perceived, the perception is going to be that they failed, that he failed, that he could not get somebody to come here and play for the Jets of significance. And that's the worst part about free agency, you know, Greg, is that, okay, you got a guy targeted. It's been written about now for about 3 months, and here comes the spot, and you can't get the guy, or the guy doesn't want to come here. And I'm telling you, remember we talked about the back pages of these two papers?
Yep.
You can just imagine what the headlines will be when if Kirk Cousins decides to go to Minnesota and take that deal over the deal that the Jets are going to offer.
And it will be because he thinks that that's a better organization right now with a better chance to win. It's not going to be money because the Vikings physically really can't go where the Jets can go for a longer period of time. The Jets will give him a more attractive money deal. So if he turns the Jets down, it's because of the organization and where it is. And that's a direct look in the mirror situation for the Jets. So you're right. It's going to be embarrassing for them. And then after that, it's not like they got the number one overall pick. I mean, this is really the point that gets driven home because they are second on that list right now. What do you do then? Because the Broncos, oh, by the way, who are also ahead of the Jets in draft order, just because they signed Case Keenum doesn't mean that they still won't draft a quarterback at number five. So if the scenario plays out like we're talking about with the Bills, where you got the Browns taking a quarterback, the Giants potentially taking a quarterback, the Bills trade up, take a quarterback, and then the Broncos, that's four teams right there taking those four quarterbacks that we have talked about so much. So, I mean, it is really, if they get Cousins, they should probably throw a party. It will be one of the bigger moves that franchise made in a long time, and it diverts them away from the road to disaster that is shaping up right now. Who are you going to spend the money on? What is the route?
And you just can't, you know, the other thing too is you can't just spend money just to spend it, just to pacify some people out there that are thinking that you're not getting the job done.
Right.
I'm not saying that this year's free agent crop is all that great either. You know, I mean, there are a couple really good players that, you know, at the top of this thing. Do you make a phone call, by the way, to Drew Brees' agents?
Well, yeah, and maybe they're – I know the Vikings already have, by the way. They have already made a call just in case Kirk Cousins does decide on the Jets.
Would you much rather give Case Keenum $90 million over three – I mean, not Case Keenum. Drew Brees, $90 million over 3 years? I think I would.
Especially for a dome team, yeah. I mean, I would. Without a doubt. For a dome team, I'd much – but I really don't think – I mean, that to me is just – they can't let him walk with the way that that team is being built right now. Are you kidding me? They got to give him the money in New Orleans. That would be insanity. This to me is just – both sides maybe negotiating that last couple million dollars, whatever it is, in guaranteed money, and Drew Brees being older. If he leaves there, that would be an absolute total shock. That would be the biggest shocker I've seen in a long time in NFL free agency if he ends up leaving that organization right now with the way that they built themselves. Maybe Sean Payton saying, hey, we're a running team now. Look, we got Ingram and Kamara and Michael Thomas is great. We'll be fine. We got a great defense. We don't need to pay all that money. We'll go figure it out.
I will say, though, that there are a number of players that are going to receive huge deals other than Kirk Cousins. One of those is Nate Solder, the left tackle from the New England Patriots. He's going to be on the open market, and he is going to be, you know, by far the best offensive lineman on the market. And he is a left tackle, and he is a Super Bowl winner, and he has played with Tom Brady. That guy is going to get a ton of dough. Maybe he takes a little less than the play in New England, but he is going to get a ton of dough. This kid Norwell, the guard from Carolina, I know he is on the radar, of course, of the New York Giants.
Yep.
They will try to get him in here, doing large part to, you know, Gettleman knowing who he is. But he also is going to be a player that many teams are going to want as well. So this is where it really gets to be hairy. And for the Jets, I don't know. You know, there's perception. There's reality. If they lose Cousins, they stay at number six. The Bills get up in front of them in the draft. I mean, this could turn out to be a huge disaster for them. But it also could turn out the other way. It could be a huge plus for them if in fact, they can convince the guy to come here, Cousins, to come here. Now, there's going to be – look, if he decides to go to Minnesota, it's going to be kissing Cousins goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could see it right now. If he decides to stay here, it's going to be desperate Jets offer war chest. You know, that's what that's going to be. It's going to be that, you know, they went all out to go get him, and it's going to be a negative tinge to it that way.
I don't believe that it will be.
I know it will be.
No, I don't think so.
It's just the way it is around here.
Because they're so dead set on this, if they end up getting him and they're not the favorites to get him, I don't know if it's going to be that negative.
Just remember that there's 50% of the fan base doesn't want him.
Yeah, I know.
So there is going to be a loud chorus one way or the other. If they don't get him, see, we can't get him with the Jets. Oh, my God. This whole thing. You know, that whole mindset, the Joe Beningo mindset.
Yep.
And then there's the other side of it. Oh, now we've overpaid for somebody. How is that adversely going to affect the roster? Oh, my God. We're so desperate. We suck. I mean, I know. I could see it.
Well, you can't make those people
so
happy.
It's so predictable.
Right. But I do think, though, even though I think it would be a bad deal to give him 5 years guaranteed.
I'm telling you, that's what they're going to end up having to give him.
I don't think it's the smartest move to build a roster. There's going to be a lot of celebration there.
Well, there you go. But
there's
going to
be a lot of celebration.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the mindset.
Yeah. I don't want him on my team either.
If you get him signed, desperate Jets give entire war chest to Cousins.
Yeah.
You could hear. I could see it right now.
Well, and there's also going to be someone right there saying that the Jets have a quarterback for the first time in how many years? You know, that's what they're going to say. The best quarterback, without even playing a game, is the best quarterback they've had, you know, in their history since Namath. I mean, that's what people are going to be saying, too, at least statistically. You said it yourself. 4,000-yard season. You don't see that stuff.
Three of them.
Right.
Three of them in a row.
So you don't see that stuff from the Jets and their offense.
True.
And their quarterback.
But I'll tell you what, there's two coaches over there, Rick Dennison and Jeremy Bates, that are praying to God that this guy comes here.
Yeah.
Because that's why they're here. They're here because, you know, they know him. They know the offense. He knows the offense and all of that other stuff. They're going to have to do their best sales. And then at the end of the day, it's going to come down, I believe, it will come down to what is the net amount of money that Kirk Cousins will put in his pocket after taxes, after bonuses, who's got guarantee money, all of that crap? What is that number? And what is that number compared to when it comes to Minnesota versus the Jets?
Give me money! Over here! Money!
And that's where the disadvantage is for the Jets, for sure.
But you know what? I appreciate the situation that Kirk Cousins is in. And I think it's great. I think that's exactly what the NFL players need. They need players like him going out there and breaking the bank and breaking the old guard way of doing things. Somebody has to do it, and he has to be the guinea pig because he happens to be the perfect player at the perfect moment in time to be able to do that.
Right, and it's not going to happen again anytime soon. What this does is helps out the quarterbacks that are already on those teams where the teams have to pony up and get them under contract. Because, you know, free agent quarterbacks, this is a very unique situation with an organization that screwed it up with a guy who should have been their quarterback for 15 years.
And that's why there is a serious thought that, you know, maybe you can pry Drew Brees away from a team for 3 years. I don't think that I'm, you know.
No, I know. I mean, I'm just saying that I would love that in Minnesota. That would be great.
But I also wonder whether or not he's just waiting to see what Cousins get because, you know, Aaron Rodgers hasn't signed his new deal yet either.
Right.
Well, so they're probably waiting to see what Cousins gets. And then let's negotiate off of that.
Yeah, but Drew Brees is 9 years older, though. You know, I mean,
Drew Brees doesn't show any signs of slowing down, does he?
No.
How do you play? How do you play against Minnesota in the divisional game?
I mean, he was first half. He was not great. Second half, he was really good.
He lit you boys up.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
How you doing?
Right, of course. But he's also 39, so you see the end.
You just sat here and told me that you'd love to have him.
I would, but what my point is that if I'm arguing the other side of it, I'm not going to give him the same money I'm giving Cousins because I don't. You know, you could deteriorate immediately. I mean, you're going to hit 40 years old. You're telling me that you're going to be that good for that long? But I would still, of course, because I think that with Drew Brees next year, you can win a Super Bowl. But 2 years, 3 years down the road, I don't know. Because he's not, I mean, he's got 40 years old.
So is Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady's it's a different world.
He threw for 505 yards against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl and lost.
Well, I know.
Plus,
he's
amazing. He was chugging a beer with Stephen Colbert. So.
I don't believe it was a beer. I don't think it was.
See, I told you, he's a regular guy. He's a regular guy.
If you look at the video, Colbert, he switches the cups around.
He makes this whole thing where
he switches the cups. If it was, why would there be two different types of beer? They just pour the same beer into the cups. And he pulled them out from under his desk, put them up, and then he looked at a producer offset and then went, oh, like that, and then moved it around. One of them was apple juice, I'm telling you. There's no
apple
way that
juice.
Or something, or just water with some sort of, I don't know what it was. It was not beer. He did not
ginger
chug beer.
Ale?
Could have been that too.
Yeah.
Was not beer. I can get ginger beer maybe. I don't know. Something with zero calories that was made from some sort of organic goat in a mountain somewhere. There's no way that that was beer. He doesn't drink beer. He doesn't do anything. He hasn't had a strawberry in his life. And you're telling me he's going to go on Stephen Colbert and chug a beer? Get the hell out of here. The guy doesn't eat mushrooms.
An organic goat in the mountains.
That's where, I mean, it's where he gets his milk from.
All right, well, 620 on the Fan. It's Boomer and Geo. All right, Jet fans, wake up, man. It's your time. One way or the other, you're going to be getting the back pages here in the next couple days as to whether or not you're either going to sign a quarterback and mortgage your entire future, or you're going to lose out on the quarterback and maybe get jumped in the draft if that's the case. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, it is the money spot right now for Mike McCaskey, and that's for sure. All right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Woke up at 2:30, in the car at 3, drove right into this thing. The third nor'easter in a week and a half. No problems, got in, a little slippery, got stuck behind a salter, sander, plower for a little bit. It was okay, but I got scared, and so did Al and Jerry. They were confused. And they were listening to the radio station driving in. So Jody Mack was on the air because Tony had a hell of a time getting in, Tony Page.
Big train troubles.
Felt bad for him.
4 hours on the train, Tony had. So as everybody's listening to the radio station driving in, Jody Mack is previewing what's going to come up, you know, after his show ends, after Tony's show ends. And this is what he said.
Tony Page is here, and he's coming up next. He's going to take through till Moose and Boomer. Have yourself a great rest of your night. I'll be back on the Fan here tonight, filling in for Stevie Summers.
Moose and Boomer.
Moose and Boomer.
I like it.
So, do you? That's great.
Yes.
Well, what did you guys think when you heard that? Were you thinking, like, did I?
I know you called out.
Yeah, when Jerry picked me up, he said, no Geo today. I said, really? I said, I got no email on that.
Yeah, I just thought for sure because I saw that where you live was going to get socked with 6 to 10 inches of snow.
You really think I wouldn't come in, though? I would call out because of that?
I didn't think it, but I also saw you leaving yesterday a little concerned about the snow.
Right. But so, I would never not come in. I'd figure out a way.
My thought
I'd stay
was maybe
over.
At 10 o'clock it was snowing already, and you're like, yeah, I can't do this.
No. I would never.
I mean, he said Moose and Boomer.
I know he did, but
it's not even like he said Boomer and Moose, where he just screwed it up. I was like, it's Boomer and Geo. It's not Geo and Boomer.
Right. It's true. I mean, would think that's a major screw-up, so you would think there would be some sort of facts behind it, as opposed to him just being totally lost. But he was totally lost.
It was. Totally lost.
I even said, well, even if Geo wasn't coming in, why wasn't Jerry hosting with Boomer?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Right. I'm a little bit surprised at Jody Mack. You know, Jody Mack's usually got a pretty good handle on things. You know right. what I mean? But obviously, he was very tired. You could hear him kind of like, it was a long shift for him. And he was kind of slurring his words there at the end. You know, I'm Wally Page, Moose and Boomer. So he was, I think he was a little tired. It's okay, but he was doing yeoman's work, as they say. Just like you were doing yeoman's work in the power chair.
Moose.
Jerry.
And Boomer.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's the Morning Show with Jerry Recco, along with Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
That's what we're talking about. That's Jerry's new contract.
That's good stuff
like
right
it.
There.
I'll tell you, you talk about leverage, man. You had leverage over this place, kind of like, you know, Kirk Cousins got leverage over the Jets right
now. And I got myself
over here.
Millions.
Money, cash, cash,
cash,
money,
money.
Give me cash.
Yeah.
Money. cash. Give me cash.
Jerry, you freaked out of you.
That was a lot of fun that day. That's stupid.
All right, what do you got for us?
We're brought to you by Massey Machado Strength and Conditioning, the fitness and sports performance experts. Visit them at mmscny.com. Bunch of things to get to this morning, including this deal. It looks like Case Keenum is indeed going to Denver. Do not know what the terms will be, at least not yet. And find that out, I would imagine, by Wednesday. Jaguars wide receiver Allen Robinson, 3-year deal with the Bears. It looks like over $40 million. The Bengals set to acquire left tackle Cordy Glenn from the Bills, and the two teams will swap first round picks. So Buffalo the 12, now Cincinnati the 21st pick. The Bucks signing Cameron Brate to a 6-year deal. The Dolphins, according to some reports, are going to cut Ndamukong Suh. Looked like that was happening yesterday.
Right.
It didn't yet. We'll find out. Kansas City did release Tamba Ali. Now, a couple of other things from the football world. Chris Carter on FS1 talking about Odell Beckham Jr. in the video. I guess he has kind of mentored him in the past. He took him to task for his behavior.
I'm so disappointed, and I expect better from him. It's enough of the excuses. It's time for you to grow up and stop being a little boy.
He says Beckham has got to start worrying about bad publicity.
Your image in sports will always matter. And you're in sports. You're not some rapper.
And he was not interested in those that say this is usual behavior.
I will not sit here and act like, oh, this is normal. No, it's not normal.
And then he talked about how this probably cost him a lot of money, and depending upon what the Giants want to do. So that was Carter on FS1.
You know, the people who have the headline, Hall of Fame Carter rips into Odell Beckham Jr., let's not forget, he's a talk show host now. You know,
it's not like
he's seeking people out to go throw his opinion of Odell Beckham Jr. out.
Well, I mean, everybody looks back at the way he started his career in Philadelphia and all that other stuff.
And he talked about himself. Yeah, he's like, I know this because I've gone through this.
And he didn't follow his one rule. Have a fall guy.
I know. He made that mistake, too, by saying that. But the one thing I give Chris a lot of credit for is that at least he, you know, first of all, takes a shot at himself. You don't even hear that. You only hear the part about Odell Beckham Jr.
He did. Yep.
I know that, but what I'm saying, like, you don't see that in the headline. You know, he goes, oh, Carter rips Odell Beckham Jr., and then it only picks up where Carter says what he says about Odell without saying what he said about himself first.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, he has a job. His job is to give an opinion. Here's a guy he knows well. Here's a guy he tried to mentor last year. Here's a guy he tried to break through to. And now all of a sudden this comes out, and he has no choice but to do, I think, and say what he did say, or his credibility is going to be questioned on FS1.
Can I give you a quick Chris Carter story?
Sure.
So I was breaking into the business. I was working the soundboard. I was a board operator for NFL radio as a part-timer in my mid-20s. I didn't get a full-time job here yet. So Chris Carter was hosting one of these shows on remote. So I asked the producer, I said, do you mind if I just talk down the line and thank Chris Carter for many great years as a Minnesota Viking? I'm a big fan. Introduce myself. She goes, sure, yeah, no problem. So I hit the talk back and say, Mr. Carter, I grew up a big Minnesota Vikings fan. My name's Greg. I'm working on a show today. Just wanted to thank you. He goes, Dave. That was the name of the producer. Dave. Whoever this is, can you tell him to shut up? I was like,
was he messing around?
No.
Was he messing around or being serious?
He was being serious.
He was.
And
the producer goes, sorry, man.
I didn't think it'd go that way.
There have been times where he has been douchey. Yes, there's
so I'll never forget that.
Okay.
That is pretty douchey. Not douchey was Tom Brady last night. He was on with Stephen Colbert on CBS for about 12, 13 minutes or so. A bunch of things came up, like his career. Colbert saying, boy, you've played 18 years. What's ahead?
So 18 more? What is it?
Oh, hell no. No way.
Come on, no one's ever done that.
I know.
Just saying, if you're really competitive, you'd go for it.
Yeah.
Thought you were a winner.
Then things got strange. They had the TB12 book there. And at one point, Tom Brady starts rubbing him out as part of what?
Huh?
What? Colbert.
What was
it's pretty intense and very rigorous. Let me apply some lotion first.
What? What is going on? What do you mean? I mean,
he stuck out. He started rubbing out his
rubbing
arm
on a guy.
Okay.
It was about as strange a sight as you'll see, and things would continue to get weird.
First, you get the lotion on.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hold the book up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you want me to blow in your ear?
What are we doing here?
Never rubbed the guy a wrong way.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What are we doing?
He took the lotion out.
Right.
And he just rubbed down his arm.
That's weird. I guess it's one of those things that you have to see it as opposed to just hear it.
You think it sounds good?
Was it funny?
It was interesting.
It sounded like people were in the audience were laughing.
Brady came across very well. I'll leave it there. Yes, very much so.
That's the man.
Spring baseball last night, Twins and Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka the start and made one bad pitch.
The 1-0. As they lifted a high fly to deep right. McKinney back on the track. At the wall, she's gone. Bobby Wilson goes the other way.
That's John Sterling on the fan. Yes, Bobby Wilson, the two-run homer off of Tanaka. Twins beat the Yanks 2-1. That having been said, Tanaka did go four innings. He struck out six, so all good there. Here's Aaron Boone with John and Susan. He is getting close.
I thought Masahiro was very sharp. Got in a little trouble there in the second inning. Probably a little help with the wind on the home run he gave up.
But for the most part, a good outing. Now, the Yankees did sign Neil Walker to a one-year deal, said to be worth about $4
million.
Here's Walker.
$4 million?
That's what I read.
Yep.
$4 million.
All right, so this is a great signing by the Yankees, man. Great value, good quality depth. If the Mets would have signed him, it would have been, oh, my God, here we go. We're settling
on the
for
cheap.
Neil Walker. We got him on the cheap.
Yep, you're right.
I mean, that's the perception that I think the Jets are kind of dealing with right now.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
It is a little bit different. You're right. There is a double standard there. But at the same time, it's a little bit different because the Yankees are stocked with infield prospects.
They are.
And you know that those guys are going to come up and contribute, where the cupboard is bare for the Mets, and it just felt like it was another Band-Aid on an organization that doesn't have a farm system.
Well, here he is. He said, good chance to win here with the Yanks.
You know, one thing you're happy about as a player is just to have that opportunity to get to the playoffs and get to a World Series.
Yeah. The music in the background, exactly. CMB was there yesterday. They did their show from Steinbrenner Field. Giancarlo Stanton stopped by. He's excited to have a chance to win.
Yeah, it's a different feel, man. It's a good feeling, too. It's what I've always wanted.
And now he's got it. Aaron Judge on CMB says he's always on his toes.
No job's ever given anybody. You're not, you know, I don't feel established. You know, I still got to go out and prove myself, you know, because there's always someone behind me trying to take my job.
I mean, how about this guy? He had 400 home runs last year, and he's worried about his job. Come on.
Yeah, and he won the $500 at five, which was crazy. Aaron Judge did.
How you doing?
How you doing over here? We got cash for you.
And then Boone stopped by as well. He was in the booth, and I'll just say it's a good thing he's working for Hal and not George.
It's not about wins and losses down here.
It would have been for George Steinbrenner.
It would have been for down George. Here. He said down here.
And George Steinbrenner, if the Yankees would have lost to Tampa in spring training games, would have flipped out. And if he would have lost to the Mets, would have flipped out. It's a little
different. You're probably right. Yeah.
It's
well, I kind of know how George feels. You know, it's like when the Rangers lose to the Islanders or the Devils, which seems like every time we play them.
Today, the Yankees play the Tigers. CC Sabathia start. Mets have two games, split squad action against the Astros. Noah Syndergaard throws, and then tonight against the Nationals, Zach Wheeler throws there. Blazers beat the Heat 115-99. Portland has won 10 straight games. Damian Lillard hit a bunch of threes. He had 32 points in this game. Rockets over the Spurs 109-93. James Harden 28 points. That's 19 out of 20 for Houston. The Thunder get the triple-double from Russell Westbrook. They beat the Kings 106-101. And the Grizzlies, you want to talk about tanking, 18 straight losses as they lost to the
Good
Bucks 121-103. Tonight, the Knicks play the Mavericks. Nets are home for the Raptors. NCAA first four games begin tonight in Dayton, Ohio. LIU Brooklyn plays Radford, St. Bonaventure, and UCLA. UConn did fire Kevin Ollie, who I think is going to contend.
Of course he is, because they fire him for cause.
Right. He's,
so bullcrap. He wants his entire pay, and most likely he'll get it.
Probably so. Then, of course, you indeed do have the Rangers, who had a good night last night.
Carolina turns it over. Vici gets there. He's
gone. Jimmy Vici, the go-ahead goal as part of his hat trick.
First
Rangers
one
beat
the
Hurricanes 6-3. A couple of goals from Mats Zuccarello as well. First home win for the Rangers since February 9th.
Yeah, it's been a tough run here, man. I will say this, though, that at least Jimmy Vici's taking advantage of more ice time and everything else. You know, and I went to the game last night. I'm the season ticket holder. It was a little bit sloppy there at the beginning, but they took control, and the goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes was horrendous last night. So about time we had a horrendous goalie performance.
Also of note, Blue Jackets beat the Canadiens 5-2 as they move past New Jersey for the first wild card spot. Golden Knights over the Flyers. Marc-Andre Fleury, the 13th goalie to 400 career wins, and Alex Ovechkin notches goals 599 and 600. Capitals beat the Jets in overtime 3-2.
So it sounds like the Giants' top target in free agency, guard Andrew Norwell, not going to the Giants.
Uh-oh.
Reports are that he is signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Really?
Holy
man. A five-year deal that will be the most expensive for a guard ever.
Wow.
In the history of the NFL. So,
well, there you go.
That is the report right now, and the Giants are going to have to look elsewhere.
New York teams are getting nobody.
Right, seriously. Everybody's getting shut out.
Mm. Well, I think it may have something to do with the taxes at that high level, I'm telling you. Hmm. Norwell's getting how much?
5 years, $66.5 million, including $30 million fully guaranteed.
Really, and the Giants should just relocate to Texas.
And then no, and then no state tax state. There you go.
Why even bother having teams here?
I know. Well, I'm, can't you, compete. You guys laugh at it. I'm telling you, with the new tax laws and everything else, this is playing a big. This is playing a big issue in all of this, especially at the big numbers.
$13.3 million average for a guard. I mean, that is something
for him,
else.
You know, again, you want to break the bank and you want to do it. And you want to support your other players around the league and. This is a guy that had a horrendous, by the way, horrendous combine and really came into his own as he got into the NFL and became a much more mature player. And he is hitting free agency at the absolute right time.
Yeah, and now he gets the block for one of the great young quarterbacks in the NFL, Blake Bortles, who just took his team to an AFC title game. And Blake got paid and Andrew Norwell got paid and we'll see if Blake can get over that hump. Become
Blake
a Super
really
Bowl champion.
Didn't get paid. Blake got he got paid, but he didn't really get paid. You know what I mean? It's like Richard
got a
Sherman.
Raise.
Richard
yeah.
Sherman got a big number, but it wasn't as big as everybody
well,
thinks it
how
was.
How about he negotiated his own contract? He said, I did 10 or 12 hours of studying on how contracts were written.
See what Joe Thomas said about that contract.
Yeah, he said it was a total bullcrap contract.
Exactly.
He got screwed, and he's an idiot for negotiating it himself.
Exactly. Mm. Basically, Blake Bortles was supposed to make $19 million this year under his final year of his rookie deal, and they renegotiated that down so they could have more room, so they could spend more money in salary cap free agency, and that's exactly what they did. So good
Man.
For them.
You know, I thought he was a shoe-in for the Giants, Norwell. I thought that was just, it made too much sense. But no, on his way to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Some baseball news out there is Neil Walker signs with the Yankees, but really it's about football this morning as we're starting to see in this legal tampering period, which is a true oxymoron, that we're getting some of these players on the move. Case Keenum of the Broncos, Andrew Norwell was a big target for the Giants going to the Jaguars. You have the Bills making moves in order to get them in a better position to trade up even farther in the draft to go get their franchise quarterback, even though they took Nate Peterman last year and started him out of nowhere over Tyrod Taylor. That didn't work out well. So basically it's boiled down to this. The Giants have missed out on their top free agent target. And the Jets are in a situation where they could be missing out on their top free agent target at the most important position on the roster and then are looking around saying, all right, we're at number six. There's four really good quarterbacks out there in this draft that we believe could be our franchise quarterback, and we might not get one of those guys either. So this is shaping up to be a very interesting spot for both of the local teams, and we'll get a clearer picture over the next couple of days. But the way I feel about it now, especially with Keenum going to the Broncos, is that Case Keenum probably believes that Cousins is going there. Because if he didn't believe that with the success that he had in Minnesota, don't you think you waited out? And I would think that of all those other guys in Bridgewater and Bradford and Keenum, that the Vikings would be more likely to keep Keenum because of how well he played and how he stayed healthy.
I would think that he was trying to negotiate with Minnesota and Rick Spielman. And Rick Spielman was kind of like, lukewarm to it. Let's hang on for a second. Let me see what we got here. And then Case Keenum said, you know what? Screw this. I'm not going to wait around for them. If they don't want me and they don't want to give me what I think sounds like a reasonable deal for Denver.
Yeah.
Sounds like a 3-year, $18 to $22 million deal, somewhere around there per year.
Yeah.
I think that would be reasonable for Denver.
Right. It's reasonable for a lot of teams, and it's something I'd rather see the Vikings do than go out and get Kirk Cousins.
So if they don't sign him, right? So that also makes me believe that maybe Sam Bradford is still in play, assuming his knee is okay. For Minnesota, Sam Bradford could be in play for a number of teams, Buffalo being one of those teams as well. I don't know about his health. That's the big thing, and I think he's probably going to have to sign a contract that's laden with all sort of incentives, I would imagine. But right now for the Jets, this is it. I mean, this is a defining moment for the general manager, for the franchise. It's a defining moment in a sense that I thought that they got started a year later, but at the end of the day, will the Jet fan, if they don't get Kirk Cousins, will the Jet fan be happy with that understanding that Kirk Cousins made the decision to go to Minnesota as opposed to come here to the Jets, assuming the Jets have done everything they possibly can to get him here.
Yeah, I think you're right when it's split. And what a position for Kirk Cousins to be in if he's got two teams, one who feels like he's the missing piece to win a Super Bowl championship, the first ever in their history in Minnesota, and the other where the Jets haven't had a franchise quarterback in eons, and they need him to sign there to be able to move forward with this organization.
I will say this about Kirk Cousins. I do admire his sense of security as to who he thinks he is as a quarterback.
Right.
I do really admire that. The fact that he bet on himself the last 2 years and signed those tags with the Washington Redskins tells me all I need to know about where he is mindset-wise as a quarterback. And I like that. I actually really do admire that.
Right. And it's gonna pay off for him, and it's going to pay off for him quickly. It's going to be one of those three places. I'd say the Vikings, the Jets, and the Cardinals in that order. And it doesn't always work out like this for quarterbacks, but luckily he was there in an incompetent organization who couldn't figure out a long-term deal for the guy.
Hey, it doesn't usually work out the way it did for Norwell at the guard position.
No,
but guess
no.
what? It did. Good, right. And good for him, and good for the league, and good for the players.
Right, so Tom Coughlin goes out there and signs the guy who is the top Giants target. Think about that, too.
I love that, too, yes.
Yeah, nice. You know, you got Gettleman out there going, he needs the hog mollies, and then the top hog molly on the market gets stolen by Tom Coughlin, who's still chapped about getting pushed out of there in East Rutherford. Very, very interesting. Let's go to Jim in Derby, Connecticut, who is on the fan. What's up, Jim? Jim!
Hey, baby.
Oh, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Oh, you're stroking that cock, baby?
Oh, my God. Whoa. Jeez. We get that? Make sure we got that? All right.
I took care of it.
All right.
It was tough to hear, but...
Oh, I heard it.
Yes.
Frank in Dix Hills, who I accidentally locked in. Frank, what's happening, man? Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just want to talk. Obviously, you guys are touching on it now with the Kirk Cousins situation. You've said it before. I think that the Jets really need to get him. I mean... signs are pointing for him going to the Vikings or whatever. Schefter's saying that they're the favorite. I mean, who knows? But honestly, I would rather see them, if they lose out on him, sign a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, who's, what, 25, 26, instead of, drafting one of these quarterbacks, only because, one, he has a little bit of a track record. Obviously, you know, he's coming off that bad knee injury and everything. But if they take any of these young kids, you look at the Jets track record, they're not that great at, you know, developing quarterbacks.
Yeah, true, Frank. But listen, I don't think you can just bring in Teddy Bridgewater and say that that's going to be your future. If you want to tell me that you're going to take a flyer on Teddy Bridgewater and his rebuilt leg and then also draft a quarterback, then I'm fine with that. Now, Teddy Bridgewater really doesn't have any leverage when it comes to this, so he can't be upset if they go and draft another quarterback.
No,
he's going to be happy for that opportunity to start for at least a year.
I think that's an incentive-laden contract offer, too, simply because of that knee injury.
Right.
It was horrific.
Now, the Jet fan, I think, would be okay with that because you'd have Bridgewater at least for the gap, and then if you end up drafting a quarterback. But if you're just going, like, straight Bridgewater and then Hackenberg as your backup, you just can't go into the season doing that.
Yeah, that's going to happen either. Shawnee and Piscataway. Sean, what's happening?
What's up, boys?
Hey, right. Sean.
Hey, listen, I'm a huge Bronco fan, and I'll say this. I never wanted Kirk Cousins from the gate. First of all, we sign him, and then what? We can't sign anybody. Boomer, my question to you is, if you're Denver, the Jets need a quarterback. You trade down and get that kid from Notre Dame and build that line back up. And my question for you, G, is what are we getting with Case Keenum up in Denver?
It's tough to say that he's going to be as good as he was last year, but I love the guy. I mean, he was phenomenal. The only thing that scared me, Sean, was when you saw him get in those situations where there was a little bit of pressure and he started throwing off his back foot and getting careless. And that didn't happen until the playoffs. I wanted him back. I wanted him on the deal that the Broncos got him. I thought that that was the smarter move. So you're getting a guy who's going to not make a lot of mistakes, might have hit his prime at the right time and turn the corner, and he's going to be a franchise quarterback, or he could regress a little bit into an average guy. But I think what you're getting is probably the best quarterback that you've had there since Peyton Manning by leaps and bounds, and someone that could easily get you back to the playoffs if things go right.
And I do think their signing of Case Keenum, while it may not have an impact on them drafting a quarterback at the top of the draft, it may also have an impact of them and trading down and getting the guard from Notre Dame, like that previous caller just said. So there's still so many things in play here for the New York Jets. And when we get to the draft, we will know at that time where all the seats are filled, all the quarterback seats are filled. And then you'll start hearing about, you know, Denver likes this quarterback, Denver likes that quarterback. Yeah. Trying to up the ante for their pick if they decide that none of these quarterbacks are going to be worth that pick and that they could live with Keenum for the next 3 years.
Now, Kubiak is still in that organization. You're something to remember.
That's why Keenum is there.
Right, and he loved them when they were together in Houston. So I'm telling you, he's going to end up working out there.
So do you think this is what we all have to wonder. Does this negatively, from a Denver standpoint, take them out of the mix for one of these young quarterbacks?
No, I don't think so, because this is going to be a short-term deal for Case Keenum. And also, Case Keenum has put together one great year. So if you're the Denver Broncos...
On a great team, by the way.
Right, exactly. So you cannot put your future on a three-year deal with Case Keenum. You're still going to have to go out there and draft a quarterback. And especially the way that the Broncos have been searching for guys, you know, whether it's Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian, the issues that they've had there post-Peyton Manning, they're not going to, at the fifth pick, let a quarterback slip away, especially when their roster, by the way, is pretty good around that quarterback position. I think that they have to get a quarterback there at five.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I get a lot of stuff wrong when I predict sports, as many of us do. And you'll find that out with my bracket this year, which I already know will be disgusting. But I did make some quarterback predictions the other day, and it's starting to fall into place a little bit. Now, we're talking about a week, 2 weeks ago now, all right? So this was before the Keenum Broncos thing was official, or even near official.
I believe this was March 9th.
March 9th. So we're talking about
Friday.
4 days ago.
Wait a second. March 9th? That's when I did this? It can't be that. That's not that impressive now.
Is this what you call, like, are we in the middle of you patting yourself on the back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so what did he say?
All right, well, let's take a listen to it. Friday, March 9th.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins will be on the Vikings, Case Keenum will be on the Broncos, and Baker Mayfield will be a New York Jet. All right, so one down.
All right.
One down. And by the way, Keenum to the Broncos was not a huge thing over the weekend. I mean, it was not. Now,
and certainly not on Friday.
Come on, wait a minute here.
Thank you.
That's a good sports talk guy right there.
Clued in.
Yes.
I knew it. I could sniff it. Couple days ago.
Is that what you're sniffing?
That's what I'm sniffing. I'm not the French model. I sniff Case Keenum instead of other stuff.
Did you see Jimmy Garoppolo's model girlfriend?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So you think that if you play with the Patriots, that Giselle is like a matchmaker out there? What do you think's going on?
Interesting.
There?
Yeah, I know.
See, like, all those guys are dating models, man.
Right, and I guess she went public with this relationship finally.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm just glad to hear that. That's great.
You know what she's doing there is, all right, this guy got paid. He's now a starting quarterback. He's out there. I got to, you know, plant my flag here.
Well, she's planted her flag.
Make sure everybody knows what's up, right? Like, he's not available. This is my man. All right, Jerry, what do you got for us?
We are brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And you know, if you're listening now, Case Keenum to the Broncos, fine, be official Wednesday. Also, multiple reports now saying that former Panthers guard Andrew Norwell intends to sign with the Jaguars. So Tom Coughlin wins that, not the Giants. Looks like 5 years, $66.5 million, $30 million of which and said to be guaranteed. Allen Robinson will leave Jacksonville, though, to go to the Chicago Bears. The Bengals acquire left tackle Cordy Glenn from the Bills, and they will swap first-round picks. So Buffalo moving up to 12 now in the draft, and the Chiefs yesterday releasing Tamba Ali. Chris Carter on FS1 going all in on OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. He's mentored him in the past. Very, very disappointed by the video that was released and the behavior. He says he's too good for this stuff.
This guy is an unbelievable talent, as talented as anyone that I have ever seen. So I'm disgusted with the whole thing.
He says the career has got to mean something to him.
You're in the National Football League, and you're under contract with the New York Football Giants. Act like it matters.
He says does not want to be discussing these types of issues with Beckham.
I'm sick of talking about him and the negative aspects. I can't talk about his releases. I can't talk about him catching the ball in traffic. Why? Because of this. And this matters.
And he's pointing to the back page of the newspaper and all the garbage that surrounds it. So, Chris Carter. Tom Brady was on Stephen Colbert last night on CBS. This was interesting. So we know that Brady was drafted in the 7th round. We know he didn't play much at Michigan. I did not know that he was pathetic in high school, as he admitted last night.
You were bad in high school, so they made you quarterback as a consolation prize?
You know what? I was the backup quarterback on a team, on a freshman team that went 0-8. I was so bad, I couldn't even play on a team that went 0-8.
And look at what he has become.
I know.
It really is incredible. He then would offer the TB12 method to Colbert.
Yeah, you want me to work on you?
Yeah, let's try it.
I'd love to. You got any lotion?
And so that's where he starts rubbing out lotion. The arm.
By the way, he was a 6th round draft pick.
Well, whatever. Seven. You get my point.
Yeah, it was a late round draft pick is what you're trying to say. Yeah.
He was
I get it. That's fine.
Well, it was yesterday you were quabbling with me over Mitch Trubisky being the 2nd overall or 3rd overall, and I believe I had that
like
right.
I just like to be accurate. That's all.
I will.
Okay, I'll start keeping track.
Again.
You, sir, die.
You know how you keep track of us these days?
Pat yourself on the back again.
You got your little, twice today.
You got your little book on all of us?
Yes.
We will start keeping the book on you.
It's too late now. I mean, you know, you have to keep
the
book.
No, no, no. It's not too late.
We start
now. I have a lot of good stuff on you.
We start now.
I have a lot of good stuff on you.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do, because you're so great.
Oh, no, I meant it the other way.
No.
I met a lot of good stuff that you could zing me with.
No, not at all. Not at all that way. Here I have a lot of top quality stuff on
top YouTube. Quality.
Yeah, Al did not come out with a good grade. You did, apparently, in the Boomer Diaries.
The Boomer Diaries.
The Boomer Diaries.
I like that. Make it a documentary. Here's more Brady discussing dehydration.
The water's got to go
your
someplace,
body adapts
Tom.
Over time. Your body adapts like everything else.
So you turn into that guy from Shape of Water eventually?
No, not quite that much.
Did you see that movie?
No.
She has sex with a fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did not see this movie either. It's actually a real movie?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, it won Best Picture.
True story?
Best Picture?
Yeah, won Best Picture. Yep. It's they call it Grinding Nemo. That's the joke out there. But yes, it's Shape of Water, yeah.
Never heard of it. And that was the Best
You've
Picture.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, no. It was the best picture. Yeah. Yeah, it's a
like this past year. Like,
yes.
just a couple weeks ago,
whatever the Oscars were,
last week.
Wow. Yeah, so it's a mute custodian stumbles upon a government fish monster, and she steals him out of the lab.
It's like Splash.
Sort of. That's we
similar.
We had a caller call up, yeah, and say it was like the new Splash. Steals that fish monster in a laundry cart. And then puts the fish monster in a bathtub, and then a little sexy time with the fish monster. Who,
fishy.
Right. And then,
very interesting.
Fishy.
Right. And that's the best picture.
And then she grew gills, and then they went into the water in the end.
Just like Splash.
Yeah, right.
Oh, fishy.
Yeah.
A fish. Ooh. Fishy.
With an eye. There's this whole big thing out in Hollywood about fish. You know, eating too much fish, eating too much sushi, all that kind of stuff. So they wanted to go down that
capitalize
road
on that.
Capitalize
yeah.
on that kind of sensitivity training for fish.
Yeah, but that part of the movie.
Training for fish.
Yeah, that's one of the things we have to do around here too.
Exactly.
It's take one of those tests. Well, I saw that movie in the theater, and that's that point lost my wife. She did not like the movie because of the. The fish sex thing. She couldn't. She's like, this is too unrealistic.
She's out.
I mean, she was like, oh,
sockeye semen.
Yes,
that'd be a little scaly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. You would think a little slippery, a little slimy.
Scaly, smelly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think for the rest of my life I will ever be able to look at sockeye salmon
and not think of Wild Alaska sockeye semen. I still get people that tweet me pictures.
You're not the only one.
That was one of those days where you were really tired. Really tired.
No, I just misread it. I really wasn't. I just misread it.
You're like Jody Mack.
I guess so.
Yes.
The moose and the boom. All right, Twins beat the Yankees last night 2-1. Masahiro Tanaka gives up a two-run homer to Bobby Wilson, but six strikeouts over four innings. All in all, pretty good. Tyler Austin did homer for the Yanks. Yankees did sign Neil Walker to a one-year contract for $4 million, so it looks like they'll have a veteran in the infield. They're not going to go with youth, at least doesn't seem like it right now. Here was Aaron Judge. He was on with the CMB show. They were in Tampa yesterday. Now, what did you learn a year ago?
That's tough to say. I learned a lot, but the biggest thing for me was just slowing the game back down. You
know? So having the game come to him and hit a million home runs, hopes to do it again. Giancarlo Stanton, now a Yankee, says everything's working out for him.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm doing great, enjoying the transition and getting to know these guys and, feeling right in.
All good in Yankee land right now. They'll play the Tigers today. CC Sabathia, the start there. Mets have two games. They got one this afternoon. I feel like they play the Astros every other day.
Yeah.
They play Houston today. Noah Syndergaard starts in that game. And then tonight, you've got a split squad against the Nationals with Zach Wheeler making the start there. Blazers Heat last night. And you talk about one of the hottest teams in the NBA, and that would be Portland.
Lillard running around picks. Dame has it now. Magruder with him. Now Lillard double teamed Olynyk in the area. Five to shoot. Dame looks at the clock. He takes the near side three. Yes, sir!
Brian Wheeler on Blazers radio. 10 straight wins now for Portland. They beat the Heat 115-99. Lillard had 32 points in that game.
Third or fourth best team in the West.
Third, I believe.
Right? You think they're better than Oklahoma City?
I do.
So Houston, Golden State, then these guys.
Correct. Right now, it's Houston and Golden State and everybody else. They're a close second to those two, though.
Yeah, it's amazing that really for the NBA, with the way things are gone, literally, it's all about the playoffs, right? It's all about, these seedings, these matchups and everything else. Toronto's made a nice run here, too.
The East is interesting because the Cavaliers haven't been great all season, and these moves have not turned out to do much, and they're injured. The East is wide open, although Toronto's very good. The West is.
Imagine if Boston didn't lose Hayward, though. I mean, that's a major thing. First game of the season. Toronto in the NBA Finals is not going to be any fun.
Could you imagine how the Knicks would be if they didn't lose Porzingis? You think they'd have more effort or no? Courtney Lee just went off on his teammates yesterday.
They're not playing hard.
He'd been gone for a week because of a death in the family and everything else, and I'm sure he comes back and he's like, I know what's wrong with us. It's effort. And, unfortunately, what is that? Whose feet does that fall at?
The coach,
right?
And the players, too. But
it's really the coach,
if you don't want to play for the coach at that point. And the other thing that shocks me, though, is some of the younger guys that are on this roster that are looking at this opportunity and thinking that it's okay to not give major effort. Because Hornacek called out some of those guys, too. He even said that. He's like, all right, veterans, I can understand. But, some of these young guys. So I don't know. I mean,
Hornacek has said all the right things. He really has.
Right.
But they don't respond.
But every time he says something, it's just another indictment of his coaching this team that is not reacting to him.
So I guess we're going to have a sixth coach in
years? Probably.
He's absolutely gone.
Is it Mark Jackson? Is it, Doc Rivers is going to come here and steal money now? I mean, which guy is going to come here and get another huge contract and do nothing with it?
Doesn't Doc Rivers come with some clout, though?
You know what? So did Phil Jackson. So did Isaiah Thomas.
Phil Jackson didn't coach the team, though.
Yeah, but they all come with clout. And, you're paying these guys for something they did somewhere else. Scott Perry and Steve Mills, don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't think they'd want to because of Doc's background and personnel,
My God. It's going to go down a whole nother, rabbit hole. It's going to start over with a whole nother coach. It's going to be overpaid and everything else. I mean, can't we look back and just take a look at the mistakes that this team has made over the years and stop continuing to make them?
Well, I don't know if hiring Mark Jackson would do that. I don't know if hiring David Blatt would do that. I don't even know if hiring Doc Rivers would be the same type of mistake.
Yeah, but the one thing about the NBA, it's like the NBA entitlement program. You just never leave. You just get another big contract to go do something else to get fired at.
Well,
but is that any different in hockey?
You know what? I don't know what
they
the answer
coaches
is for the
in
next
and out of
coach.
There like
I don't,
crazy.
I don't know who the answer is for the next coach. I have no idea. I thought
get
that
the players.
I understand that. But I thought that Jeff Hornacek was a reasonable guy. He was going to be a good coach. I liked the way they played early on. You know, one guy says, you know, Michael Beasley, we don't share the ball anymore. Then Courtney Leakin's like, well, we don't have any effort. I mean,
well, they're in disgrace now.
So who is it? I know it's on the players, but really the coach has got to be the one that's motivating. I don't know what to tell you other than it just – if we go down the rabbit hole of yet another big name for a coach and another big contract to bring some guy in here because it's the Knicks, you know, I'll find a guy that wants to come here and work for the Knicks and make the minimum and cut his teeth here. That's why I think I'd like to think that Mills and Perry are going to do the right thing. I hope they just don't go down that
road. But you're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. If you take an inexperienced guy that's hungry and it doesn't work, you took an inexperienced guy that couldn't do the job. You take a guy that's got quote unquote a resume or the clout, whatever, and it doesn't work out, he's stealing money.
You got to get
the players.
You got to get Kyrie Irving to sign here. You got to get Kawhi Leonard to sign here. You got to get Porzingis.
It's so hard to coach in the NBA. It really is. Unless you have, of course, you have a highly motivated superstar. If you have a highly motivated superstar, you can win. So if you have
several of them.
Well, if you have Chris Paul and James Harden, right, and you have Mike D'Antoni's offense, he now looks like a genius. When he was here, we had to run him out of town because we had the ultimate ball stopper.
But it was working. Right.
It was until we got the ultimate ball stopper. And, you know, one guy ruined an entire offense.
Yep.
And you essentially.
And you thought you got your superstar. It didn't end up working out.
Oh, God.
Rockets beat the Spurs 109-93. It's working out for them. They've won 19 of 20. Thunder over the Kings 106-101. Russell Westbrook 17-10-11. 99th triple-double of his career. Those Knicks take on the Mavericks tonight. That sounds awesome. Nets home for the Raptors tonight as well. NCAA first four games begin in Dayton. LIU Brooklyn takes on Radford. St. Bonaventure plays UCLA. UConn did fire head coach Kevin Ollie. And I'll let Boomer enjoy this for just a moment as the Rangers played the Hurricanes.
Away with the puck was Foss. BC got the hat trick!
First hat trick of his career, Sam Rosen, you know, MSG.
And you know what you do? You make the most of more playing time, more ice time, more quality ice time, and that's exactly what that young man did. Although, I would not put him in the middle of the power play. That's not where he belongs. Please don't do that.
Matt Zuccarello scored twice as well. And Nemesnikov, did I say that right?
Yes.
He scored a power play goal in this game as well as the Rangers get the 6-3 win. Also, just of note, Alex Ovechkin, his 600th goal. Capitals beat the Jets in overtime 3-2. And Marc-Andre Fleury, his 400th win. The Golden Knights beat the Flyers 3-2 as they continue to play good hockey.
That's right, but they're not number one out west any longer.
You know what I like on the Rangers is that Buchnevich. Yeah, I like him.
I know you saw my tweet last night.
But he's a guy who works hard.
His first period, he was lazy, 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 man. He watched Justin Williams focused, go right past him.
He
I need
wants
a 200-foot player,
a...
my man. It's not just about when you have the puck on your stick. You got to play all ends of the ice.
He's
that's all I'm
focused.
Saying. Yeah, he's focused.
He's
right.
Hungry.
I hope so.
Works
7:39,
hard.
He's got an unbelievable chance.
Every shift he's out there.
Become a sniper for
working
an original
hard.
Six team in the biggest freaking market in the world.
And he's taking full advantage of it.
Where people actually pay attention to what guys do on the ice.
I could see it in his eyes.
Yeah, you can see it in his eyes.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Another chip to fall in free agency. This tampering period is producing a lot of deals that will be official when the league year opens on Wednesday. Wide receiver Sammy Watkins goes from the LA Rams to the Kansas City Chiefs. So they agree on a 3-year contract. And the two top wide receiver targets in free agency already on the move and signing deals or at least agreeing to terms with Allen Robinson going from the Jaguars to the Bears and Sammy Watkins going from the Rams to the Chiefs, roughly $16 million per over 3 years for Sammy Watkins.
You just wonder if it's fool's gold, right? I mean, you just got to hope that these guys pan out and Sammy Watkins didn't have what I would consider a great year with the Rams last year, but they're loading up because they want to support Patrick Mahomes out there.
Right, and if Sammy Watkins does pan out there, I mean, what an offense you have with Kareem Hunt. You need Mahomes to also be great, and you think he will be.
Oh, yeah.
But you got Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, you already have Tyreek Hill, you had Sammy Watkins. I mean, that is potentially an old world offense for them if Mahomes turns into the player you believe he is.
Plus, they're getting rid of a lot of defensive players too. You know, they're resetting their defense. I think they'll be a explosive offense. I think Patrick Mahomes should have a great season, but their defense is not going to be what it has been in the past.
I think one thing's becoming evidently clear that if the Jets were not in on these two wide receivers, in Watkins and Robinson. Now, I'm not saying both of those guys were slam dunks and they were going to be great signings, but who are their wide receivers going to be? I mean, is Robbie Anderson going to get cut? Because it sounds like they're going to need him.
He's going to get suspended.
I mean,
he's going to be suspended for a long time.
A long time? Like we're talking.
I think at least 6 games, I would imagine. All right. This is like, do you realize what he did
I
again?
Do. I'm just saying that, all right, so now is he going to be on the roster after those 6 games? Because you got to think about you only have X amount of draft picks, right?
Right.
And they can't be all at wide receiver. And now the top two targets in free agency are going other places than where the Jets are, and it doesn't sound like they were in on any of these guys. You're trying to attract the biggest free agent quarterback we've seen since Drew Brees, and maybe even bigger because Drew Brees was coming off an injury at the time, and you got nobody to throw to, and you're losing your pass-catching tight end, apparently. So I just don't know where they're going offensively with pass catchers.
Well,
I mean, is Quincy Enunwa going to come back and be Jerry Rice?
Yeah, I don't know, but I would just say that we're not through free agency yet. We haven't even started free agency yet. We're only in the tampering period.
Right, and the two top wide receiver targets are gone.
Supposedly are gone in case Keenum's going to the Denver Broncos. So, Mikey in Babylon. Mike, what's happening, brother?
Boomer, what's going on?
All right.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
I got two things. The first, I just wanted to thank you when you were advocating for Ryan Fitzpatrick's contract for the Jets back. That was the last time I called you. That really worked out for us. And how come you're not bringing up the potential endorsements that Cousins could get in New York?
It's not even close. He'll still have to pay taxes on those two, and he's not going to make a lot of money here endorsement-wise.
I think a lot of that's changed these days.
Right.
I think you can be a star just about anywhere. I mean, think about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has got multiple national endorsements because he's the best quarterback in football, and he plays in Green Bay. He plays in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
And the thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, I was advocating for Ryan Fitzpatrick to get paid because the year before he gave you a great year. He basically was brought in here to be a backup quarterback and gave you an unbelievable season. And he had to get paid for it if they wanted to bring him back because he bet on himself. And the Jets were kind of like in the same situation they are now. They didn't have anybody.
Right, yeah.
So you had to pay him.
At the time, I thought it was the right thing to do
as well. They had no choice but to pay him. Let's go to Paulie in Raritan. Paulie, what's happening?
What's up, Boom? So a couple things, man. Yep. Like Kirk Cousins and the contract and taxes. So listen, let's assume that he doesn't go live in New York and he lives in New Jersey. The difference between the taxes is 2%. The state tax in Jersey is 6.6%. So 2% on $30 million a year is $600,000 a year. He'll make that up on commercials, advertising, however you want to do it.
I guess you're assuming he's taking the Jets to the Super Bowl then.
Well, I'm just assuming that you're making on a $90 million contract. I mean, you're worried about $1.8 million. I mean,
well, maybe you're not worried about it, but a lot of other people
are.
Well,
I mean, but you're making it that
it's a
significant
it's a significant
it's a si- that. I mean,
by the way,
it's always been that way.
Well, let me ask you a question. It's a significant amount of money, and I know it's about opportunity. And again, when you put the opportunity to be the quarterback for the Jets or the opportunity to be the quarterback for the Vikings and you start checking all these boxes, and one of those boxes happens to be the state taxes that you are paying, the Minnesota Vikings went out in spades over this.
It's 2%, though.
No, I don't.
It's a Michigan. It's a reciprocal tax from Michigan.
Yeah, it's 2%.
No, but I think
Jersey
for
Michigan. So,
wait, what do you think the tax rate is in New Jersey?
For the highest tax rate in New Jersey,
6.25%.
I'm seeing for over $500,000.
No.
It's 8.9.
It's 8.9%.
You're talking federal income tax, which he's going to get a 2% break anyway under the new law. From where it went.
So, yeah, and guess what? He's not going to be able to write off his state and local taxes up
absolutely.
Over $10,000.
You know, you guys probably got hit with an AMT anyway, so you couldn't deduct it anyway. So I'm telling you, it's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. I'm telling you, it is a big deal. No, and I know that from speaking to the people who represent these athletes, that it is a big deal that when they put these deals in front of these players, they put the net dollars that are going into their pockets. Unless, of course, you're Richard Sherman and you want to sign in California where there's a 13.3% state tax.
Right, and you negotiate your own deal like a buffoon.
Right, exactly. So I'm just telling you, it is 100% a big deal. And if you've never sat in these negotiations and you've never sat in where it's the responsibility of the agents and the tax lawyers and everything else to put that in front of that player, then I'm sorry, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so for earnings over $500,000 and $1, a tax rate on every dollar of income in New Jersey earned is 8.97%.
And the new governor wants to raise it even more.
So
that's I don't know if whether or not the legislature will go along with that. I think it's, you know, who knows? That's up to him. But, you know, that's what he's running on, a millionaire's tax.
Chris in Farmingdale next up on The Fan. What's happening, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to say, yeah, I agree with you, Gio. I don't know what the Jets are doing. I mean, all these contracts are getting talked about, and I haven't heard the Jets involved in one of them. I mean, if they're planning on just investing all this money in Cousins and he ends up going to the Vikings, I mean, who does that leave us with? I would have took that guy Norwell. I mean, I definitely want to take a look at Malcolm Butler, but that he can't be the only guy we get if we have all this money in cap space.
Right. Well, that's the problem that you're going to have, Chris, if you're a Jet fan and all of a sudden you're starting to see a lot of these deals leak out through this tampering period and you're not hearing your team's name and you have the most money. Especially
when two of those guys are wide receivers and you don't have any.
But you're trying to attract
a quarterback.
We started at 6 o'clock this morning, and I told you that if they lost Cousins
and
they didn't sign any others of significance, there was going to be this perception that players don't want to come here.
Right, yeah.
And we're 2 hours into like this tampering period. And here we are, and we're already getting Jet fans calling in saying, what the hell are we doing?
Well, I mean, don't you think that they have a point, though? Because
I said yes.
I mean,
of course.
I just don't understand it. You could let, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are higher on different guys. Maybe we'll end up seeing them. But, I mean, there really isn't a ton of free agent wide receivers. I know you mentioned Albert Wilson before that you like out of Kansas City, smaller guy, and maybe you strike gold with him. But, I mean, how many after Sammy Watkins and Allen Robinson were guys who are never healthy, and Sammy Watkins got blown by Robert Woods out there.
We don't know. Listen, the Jets may have made calls on all these guys. We don't know if they would if they have or not. All we're hearing is the end result of what seems to be pretty aggressive GMs on in other cities going after the players that they want to get.
Right.
So that's what it sounds like to me. I'm not saying that the Jets haven't been involved in these things. I'm sure they have.
You got Albert Wilson, Jordan Matthews, Tyrell Williams from the Chargers, Willie Snead, Bryce Butler.
Let's go out to Glenn.
Terrell
Glenn,
Pryor.
What's happening? You're on with Boomer and Gio.
And Moose.
Glenn,
hey,
you there?
Boomer, how are you?
Good, good.
Boomer, listen, a quick question here. I'm speaking for all us Jet diehards here, okay?
Okay.
To me, Kirk Cousins has a lifetime losing record of 4 wins and 19 losses.
I know, against winning teams. Yeah, we know. We got it.
Okay. What? How come they can't go out and bring Josh McCown back? Hear me out. It's probably the best thing that we got right now besides Bryce Petty and Hackenberg.
Well, you're going to bring back Josh McCown if you lose out on Cousins, I believe, and then draft a guy. You might have to trade up to get that quarterback. But I believe that McCown is probably option number one for a veteran to fill that
gap. Absolutely.
To fill if you miss out on Cousins.
Yeah, so we got to see what happens here the next few days with Kirk Cousins if we don't find out something today. But I heard that he wanted to basically go out and actually make a couple visits. So maybe it's not a done deal just yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Paul Richardson, another guy who's out there that from the Seahawks, a wide receiver, younger, not an injury history. He's someone you could look at for the Jets. There's a couple other guys. I'm just trying to give you a couple other names as I'm seeing guys go off the board.
Louie and Seaford. Louie, what's happening, my man?
How you doing, Boomer?
I am great.
Great. Listen, as far as the taxes go.
Oh, here we go.
You only get taxed on your game check for the state that you play in. So if I'm playing 8 games in New Jersey, I'm going to get taxed for those 8 games in New Jersey. But now I go on the road and I play in Tampa, my game check for that particular
That's not how it works. If you receive bonuses and roster bonuses and incentives, you're paying your state taxes in the city or the state in which you play or you live. And I'm just telling you right now, there are a lot of things that are going against the athletes. Same thing, I'm sure, with actors. Anybody that has major representation where you have an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, agent fees used to be right. You'd be able to write them off.
Can't
you
do
can't
it
write
anymore.
Them anymore.
Nope.
Often.
Nope.
Your tax preparation, you used to be able to write that stuff off. There's a lot of business expenses that you are able to write off. You can't write those things off anymore.
How much percent do you think Cousins' agent gets?
I'm sure somewhere between 2.5% and 5%, depending. I don't know. Somewhere around there, I would imagine. And then, you know, then you have the tax preparers, the financial wealth management people. All that stuff is all basically you can't write it off anymore.
Yeah. It ends up being a big deal in the end. You know, for guys who are going to get $90 million guaranteed.
Yeah, so those guys are only taking home $45 million.
See, there's a big difference between them and Eddie Scazzeri. Eddie Scazzeri just basically takes it from management and says, screw it, I don't care. You don't have to pay me any more money. It doesn't matter. That's your own fault. That's nobody else's fault.
I mean, it's hard.
You could have gotten more just like everybody else around here, but you didn't want it. I don't know. You got to speak to that. That's not our fault.
I'm not privy to any of this.
Well, you're the one that plays stupid music every time I start talking about this because it is a legitimate issue for the people that are involved.
Indeed.
Well, I mean, I
talk to the agents too, because when the agent, you know, finds out that, or when the player finds out, and I think this is one of the reasons why Richard Sherman did his own deal.
Yeah.
Even though it's the worst deal in the world.
Right.
Is that he doesn't want to pay agent fees because, number one, he feels like he could do it himself. And number two, he can't write that off against his taxes.
A couple of things. One, you're right. There's everybody who calls up, Eddie, all of us that hear this are like, oh, my God, I'm not going to cry any tears for these guys.
Yeah, but talking about guys that have decisions to be made.
Right. But what you're saying is it factors into their decision-making process.
Yes, it does.
Which could also be right. So both of those things can be right at the same time.
But especially when you're talking about the numbers we're talking about, and when you think about why do you think Derek Jeter always wanted to have a Florida address, and why do you think the state of New York went after him?
Because we're damn liberals, that's why.
No, the state of New York said, wait a minute, you're here more than 6 months, you're paying
liberal.
Your fair share. And I'll tell you, when that hit the papers,
yeah.
You know, the next thing you know, 2 days later, it was done and over with. Why? Because Derek Jeter doesn't need that kind of negative publicity.
Now, I won't say the guy's name, but wasn't there an executive of one of the pro teams here in New York that had heard you, your initial tax conversation, and said this absolutely is?
100%.
Right, okay.
Yes,
this
100%.
Absolutely is a thing.
Now, look, if you're a mid-level free agent and you're looking for a place to play and a team is willing to pay you, you know, there's probably not going to come into issue as much as it will when you're talking about $90 million guaranteed or $150 million overall.
Wouldn't it be great if Kirk Cousins' press conference, the first thing he said was, you know, was that tax rate in New Jersey that has me here as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. So if you could work on that, then that would be nice.
David in Manhattan. David, what's happening?
Boom, I have a quick question. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm a CPA in New York. I'm at my desk 5:30 in the morning, and you guys keep me awake till
good.
Till the phone
please tell
starts
me how you can
after
save
nine.
Me. I have a quick question. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Quick question. You're saying that the agent fee is not deductible. Now, what do you mean by that?
So it's a business deduction. So if you paid 3% on your overall contract, you can't write off that.
You mean
write that off against your federal taxes anymore.
Show it as a miscellaneous itemized deduction.
Good luck with that these days. The whole thing has changed. I
would recommend these guys they either incorporate themselves and make themselves LLC.
Yeah, but the team will not pay. The team will not pay an LLC. They have to pay an individual. Guy, you could do all these fugazi things you want and then put your client in jail if you'd like.
Well, I had a question
crap.
For because that's no, because I mean I have an agent.
You know, they're you know, look, I
I wanted to
hey,
see if
why
I
don't
could.
You go to Entercom and tell them you want to be paid at an LLC and find out what they tell you.
They'll probably say no. Is
no,
that what
I
you're saying?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, that whole thing about writing off the agent fee, that can't work as a miscellaneous itemized deduction?
Not anymore, nope.
But he was a CPA.
You have a maximum of $10,000 to write off, my friend. And then you'll also have a few other things you could write off, but not to that level anymore.
So basically everybody in these states
anybody
is
that's
screwed.
In the agency business, anybody that's in the tax preparedness business, wealth management business are all adversely affected by this.
If I was your agent listening to this conversation,
oh, they've heard me.
I'd take you out to lunch today.
That's what I
No, they've heard me. They've heard me. They know exactly what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's not easy to talk about.
Right, but it's also it's hard to relate, I guess, to the normal guys. Like, oh,
it is. But I'm just trying to lay it out there so people understand why there may be another reason why Kirk Cousins may not come here.
Yeah. So my question then is, why are the Florida teams and the Texans teams in all sports not the dominant teams? They rarely are.
Well, I mean, it has changed now, the tax law. So this is a little bit different than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, they hit you in other ways down in those states, but it's not as significant as it is the state tax in New York, Minnesota, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Illinois. You know, those are the large tax states.
Well,
man.
You just said Allen Robinson went and signed with the Bears in Illinois.
He did, because they probably blew him away with an offer.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Remember I was saying I wasn't complaining about the weather or anything? I'm now starting to get anxiety about driving home.
It looks bad, man.
I know. It's even worse out east, but I just got to plow through it, right?
That's right. You only got 64 miles to go, so don't worry about it.
Go slow.
I will. If it takes, there was one time there I drove in a snowstorm from Hofstra back to Bellport, 4 hours and 41 minutes.
Yeah, get behind one of those salting machines. They're great. They're good for your car, and then maybe you'll find one of those potholes that are out there that you can't see.
Oh my God, I know. That happens all the time.
Speaking of a flat tire, I'd like to thank Al Dukes yesterday for actually getting out of the car as I got a flat tire on the way home.
Again.
Wow.
And this time he actually got out. Now, he only watched and didn't help.
He took a picture,
But he did not. No cameras.
I didn't want
cameras.
To get hit with a tire iron.
And he wanted to make, as I has threatened him in a podcast.
I did do a thing where Jerry was having a hard time getting the tire off. I did do a thing where I crouched down like I was eyeballing it for him.
Interested, yeah.
Jerry,
interested.
If you wouldn't mind standing behind me and just doing like this the whole time.
Well, he stood behind and held guard, so no one came and hit me.
Jerry has a nice butt. Okay. Jerry, by the way, did a great job. It was like a pit stop. We were in and out of that rest area, tire in, out.
What's amazing is how many flat tires you get, Jerry. I don't know anybody.
I've gotten a good handful.
I know like a person or two that may get one every like five years.
You had one after a Rutgers game,
four
too.
Four or
didn't
five
you?
Of these
I did.
Things.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What
tires you drive?
You making your own?
I don't. I'm not making my own. No.
I know. I can see you just buying some Fugazi tires.
No, that's not true. I bought two brand new Michelins yesterday.
Okay.
Well, that's yesterday. That's after the flat.
Yesterday. Yeah, but I hadn't bought new tires since I had this car. Now, the one when I got off the plane with Rutgers, there was a nail. There's nothing I can do about it.
It's true.
This one was my fault. This one, as I pulled the tire off the car, realized the tread was gone.
Oh, my God.
The radials were sticking out of it.
Jesus.
I almost sliced my hand when I went to grab the tire. Like a moron. Wow. And I used to do this for a living, so I would make fun of people that would come in with bald tires.
Yeah, right.
I was one of those people yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
That would not be good for today. Hopefully, you got new tires.
Yes,
said,
I got
right?
two brand new tires.
The radials, all season radials.
All
you get?
Brand new tires. We're all good to go.
Also good that it happened on the way home and not on the way in at 4 a.m., cutting through, like, Brooklyn
or would have been fine.
Queens, wherever we go through.
Then I would not have gotten out of the car at that.
He would have Ubered his way in and left me there.
Yes, I would have had 9-1 dialed on my phone, ready to hit the other one.
And by the way, he's not kidding.
No, he's the only man I've ever met who prepares for a mugging.
He did say one thing that was kind of funny. When I put the spare tire on, he said, how do you know which way the tire goes? I said, well, maybe you just look at the valve, because if the valve's on the inside, it's going to be kind of hard to fill the air.
God, it looked like you put it on backwards. It looked strange.
Jesus.
You have one of those skinny little spare tires? That's why. That's why.
That's not why. The valve is on the outside.
Yeah, I know, but that's why it looks strange.
Looks weird.
Yes.
I suppose. It's really not that complicated. No, thank you for at least having my back and not helping, but at least you didn't.
Getting better, man.
It's always your car you guys are driving. You're never driving Al's car.
Once in a while.
Jerry's the man in this relationship. The man always drives.
Right, okay.
I mean, is there some sort of financial agreement here, though, or no?
Is Gina the man in the relationship, too?
No, I always have to end up driving.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. So is there any sort of financial agreement?
It works out well for both of us, yes.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right.
100%, yes. Oh, my God.
What is that?
That's Al laughing.
Oh, my God.
Hit that one again. No, the first one.
Sounds like a 4-year-old getting tickled.
Exactly.
Christ.
Well, how about a 44-year-old getting tickled? Anyhow, yeah. All right, we got a lot going on with the NFL this morning. Looks like Sammy Watkins going to the Chiefs. Last night, if you went to bed and you're waking up now and you didn't know it, Case Keenum going to the Broncos. The Giants were targeting Andrew Norwell, the guard from the Panthers. It looks like he is not going to the Giants, but instead to the Jaguars on a 5-year deal. Allen Robinson apparently leaving Jacksonville to go to the Bears. Anthony Hitchens going to leave the Cowboys to go to the Chiefs, which is where Sammy Watkins went. And the Bengals acquiring tackle Cordy Glenn from the Bills. Two teams swapping first-round picks, so Buffalo moving up a few spots there as well. So,
ooh, it tickled!
And that was him, too? Or was that me?
That was both of you, strangely.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
Okay,
no, you were talking about this free agency. Do you realize that Kirk Cousins has a film crew documenting this whole thing?
I do, yes.
Oh, wow.
Right, and he's going to actually have, you know, people around listening to all the, I guess, the numbers and all the different reports that are out there and all that stuff. He wants to control all that.
Well, good for him, I guess.
And listeners to the warm-up show knew that.
Would have heard that. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take him to make a decision? Because you've got the two or three teams that want him.
Yeah,
right?
I think if you're one of these teams, you don't let him leave. You say, look, here's your deal. You want it. This is it. You sign it right now. You're not leaving.
If we don't know by Friday morning, I'm going to be livid.
I would say if you're the Jets, if he comes and visits you, you can't let him leave.
Right.
Because if he leaves, then look, you got to save face and a little self-respect.
And drink this.
Don't come back.
I'm not thirsty.
Here's the money. We want you. Here's everything we're going to give you. 5 years.
Mike,
get
the duct
guaranteed tape.
Yes. Get the duct tape, Mike. It's going to be like Get Out.
Have we seen where he's going and when yet?
I have not seen any of that stuff yet, but I don't know, man. You got to make an aggressive pitch, and you can't let him leave.
I suppose not. Just a couple quick ones. Again, Chris Carter played this all morning. I'll play three more here on Odell Beckham Jr. He's a big story still. Carter, who has mentored Beckham at times in his career, really took him to task for the behavior. We know about the video that was at least released. We think it was in the last couple of weeks. Who knows?
I'm so disappointed, and I expect better from him. It's enough of the excuses. It's time for you to grow up and stop being a little boy.
And yeah. He had mentioned, you know, there's the people that believe there's cocaine in the video with the girl. He was very upfront, Chris Carter, and said on FS1, now, the good part is if that was me in the video, I wouldn't have been holding the thing. I would have been snorting the white stuff. So, I mean, he really put himself out there. But at the same time, he had more advice for him. I have to worry about his bad publicity.
Your image in sports will always matter. And you're in sports. You're not some rapper.
And for those that think this is usual behavior,
I will not sit here and act like, oh, this is normal. No, it's not normal.
And he also went on to talk about if you want $100 million, this is not the way that you're going to get it. And you would think that the numbers have come down. Who knows? We'll see. But that was Chris Carter.
Well, you know, I think
FS1.
Overall, maybe this plays to the Giants' strength. You know, hey, now it's you got to show me. I got to see that you're healthy. I got to see that you're ready to roll. And I got to see that you got a clear head. And you're going to be that great football player that we've had here prior to your injury.
He is under contract for one more year, is
yes,
he not?
Yes.
So they don't have to do a damn thing.
No,
if they
don't
want.
But everybody in his draft class, including Mike Evans, all are getting new contracts. That's
well, Mike
the thing.
Evans doesn't have a video out there like this.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of things out there right. Like Odell Beckham Jr. Unfortunately has. So I don't know. This kind of works to the Giants' favor. Now, I would not think that Odell Beckham Jr. is trade bait right now simply because I don't think they have any leverage to trade him. Like, because right. You don't know if he's healthy. What kind of health does he have? And is this guy this unstable and all this other stuff? So I don't necessarily know that this is the high point to be trading Odell Beckham Jr., right?
No. Do you know they had to change Chris Carter's seat on that show that you just played the clip from because his co-host had too big of a nose? This is true. So Chris Carter was sitting in one seat, and then he switched the seat. And I wondered, why did they switch the seats? That's interesting. So I know somebody who knows somebody over there, and I said, why did that happen? Because the co-host of that show's nose is so big.
The camera angle really
picked it up. The camera angle, so they moved the seat
that's,
on a guy.
What's his name? From Houston.
Yeah, Nick Wright.
Nick
yeah,
Wright,
who
yeah.
Does a, who does a very nice job, but that's a true
so
story.
So he has a big nose.
Yeah, right, and that they had to change his seat because it was apparently they were getting
so big.
They were getting complaints.
It's a big nose.
They're right. They didn't like the angle. So now the angle of the camera is more straight on, so it doesn't look
as big.
Do
we have any videos from yes, I have a big nose too. Do we have any videos from past shows to prove this?
There's nothing to prove. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Oh, to change the seat thing?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can. I mean,
that
I
show's been
I can,
on the air for how
man,
long now?
I'll tell
now?
You what, it I must be a it. Bitch for you.
What was that?
Being so perfect.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just telling you that's the truth. I am a fat, unattractive man. So
have we been getting complaints?
I mean, we're also a radio show.
No, I haven't gotten anything.
We got cameras in here.
Right, okay, but we're a radio
show. Why do you think they put makeup on
your
face?
That's a, right, but that's a strict, we're a radio show that's simulcast on television.
They're a TV show.
I mean, did I say anything about? I'm just saying what they did.
You got a big nose.
What does that have to do? I don't have a big nose. I got a big, a lot of other things. But I'm just telling you, those are the facts. That's what happened.
I learned over the weekend that as we get older, our nose and ears continue to grow. Anything with cartilage continues to grow. So as your faces, as we get older, our faces sink, our noses get bigger and ears.
As you continue to lose weight and emaciate yourself, you're going to be a nose face.
You do see a lot of old people with giant earlobes.
And noses.
Yeah, right. Big, big noses and ears. Yeah.
My name is Al Dukes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Twins beat the Yankees 2-1. Home run from Bobby Wilson off of Masahiro Tanaka, who otherwise was really good over four innings. He did strike out six. The Yankees did sign Neil Walker to a one-year contract, $4 million. Walker says, good chance that we will win.
You know, one thing you're happy about as a player is just to have that opportunity to get to the playoffs and get to a World Series.
Something that, of course, he did with the Mets a couple of years ago. Aaron Boone with John and Susan on Masahiro Tanaka. He says he's getting close.
I thought Masahiro was very sharp. Got a little trouble there in the second inning. Probably a little help with the wind on the home run he gave up.
Making excuses.
You know, I got an idea. I mean, you know, I saw where Ken Singleton's going to retire.
I did see that. One
so
more
why
year,
not
right?
Just do Aaron Boone from the dugout and let him do the games with Michael Kay as he's managing the game. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
Right?
I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, that Ken Singleton retiring leaves the Yankees only with
17 broadcasters.
What are they going to do?
I don't know, man.
Paul O'Neill might have to work 10 more games. That's all. Here's Giancarlo Stanton. He joined the CMB yesterday. They were in Tampa live. He's excited to have a chance to win now that he is out of Miami.
Yeah, it's a different feel, man. It's a good feeling, too. It's what I've always wanted. And
now he's got it, as Derek Jeter.
Battered with taxes, though. I mean,
that is true, that he had no qualms about coming here and wanted to be here.
Oh, okay. I mean, let's go play for the Yankees and go win a World Series. That's... I mean, you know,
well,
you,
you take the big deal. The idea is to go win a Super Bowl. I mean,
I get it. It's one of the reasons why Kirk Cousins will go to Minnesota as opposed to the Jets.
Yep.
We'll see.
Right?
I suppose. Here's Aaron Judge. He was also with the CMB. He's always on his toes.
No job's ever given anybody. You're not, you know, I don't feel established. You know, I still got to go out and prove myself, you know, because there's always someone behind me trying to take my job.
With the Neil Walker thing, speaking of taking jobs, between him and Drury, it does not look like Gleyber Torres or Andujar will be starting for this team when the season begins. So they have a little bit of a veteran presence, although Drury's only 25. Yankees play the Tigers today. CC Sabathia will make the start. You got the Mets and Astros today. Tonight, Mets and Nationals. Noah Syndergaard, the day game, and Zach Wheeler will throw the night game. Blazers make it 10 straight wins, beat the Heat 115-99, 32 for Damian Lillard. Also, the Rockets beat the sinking Spurs 109-93. Here's Greg Popovich. Hopefully, Kawhi Leonard back soon.
I'll see Kawhi, you know, tomorrow. And you know, we'll see how he's feeling and see how ready he is and see how ready I think he is. And we'll go from there.
They certainly could use him to get back. Thunder, Kings last night. Carmelo Anthony with a contribution.
Westbrook utilizing Patterson pick. Ducktown leg kicks to Mello. He strokes an angle right three in retaliation. Got it. Cha-chinga Thunder Moneyball.
That's Matt Pinto with the Thunder Moneyball. 3 points for Carmelo Anthony. He had 22 last night. Russell Westbrook, the triple-double, 17, 10, and 11. 106-101 the final there. And the Grizzlies have now lost 18 straight games. Fell to the Bucks 121-103. Tonight, Knicks and Mavericks, two bad teams, get together. Nets home for the Raptors. First four begin for the NCAA tournament in Dayton, Ohio. LIU Brooklyn takes on Radford. St. Bonaventure and UCLA as well, and UConn fired head coach Kevin Ollie at the Garden. All good for your Rangers.
Face-off win for the Rangers. Deion just missed the rebound. Score! Matt Zuccarello! It's a three-game goal scoring.
is Sam Rosen.
That didn't come about 7 weeks ago, I can tell you that. The only thing I will also say about all this, hey, the Garden was sold out last night.
It's always sold out.
I mean, you know, we love our Ranger hockey, man. We're going to support it, even though, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs. But
you know what's funny, Boom? I tried to get – I looked at even at the Knicks schedule to take my son to the Garden finally for a game. I figured they suck. Tickets must be cheap.
Yes.
They're not.
They're not cheap, huh?
I mean, you can't get into that place on the secondary market for less than a couple hundred bucks.
I saw a lot of different people sitting around me, so I just assumed that the season ticket holders are probably giving the tickets away or selling them or whatever. But it's still sold out, you know, and people are there. They're cheering. You heard, you know, six goals last night, two empty net goals in one game, which is amazing.
Which is unusual.
And young guys trying to make a name for themselves and really trying to impress upon the ownership and the front office that, hey, I want to stay here. I want to belong here. So good for them.
Like Pavel Buchnevich.
Yeah, Buchnevich.
Right. Whatever his name
is. He had an assist last night.
He had
great
assist.
He had three. There you go.
That was awesome.
6-3 was the final score there. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Resorts World Casino Queens, with over 6,000 games on three spacious floors. They've got more right next door.
Moment of the Day!
All right, so earlier today, Greg informed me of the plot for some movie called The Shape of Water. I guess it won an award or something like that.
It's a mute custodian stumbles upon a government fish monster, and she steals them out of the lab.
It's like Splash?
Sort of.
Similar?
We had a caller call up, and it'd say it was like the new Splash. Steals that fish monster in a laundry cart, and then puts the fish monster in a bathtub, and then a little sexy time with the fish monster.
Fishy.
Right. And then,
very interesting.
Fishy.
Right.
And that's the best picture.
And then she grew gills, and then they went into the water in the end.
Just like Splash.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, fishy. Fishy. Ooh. Oh, fishy. That whip.
Yeah. Moment of the day.
Where was your little salmon mishap? You didn't make it. didn't make it in there?
No, it didn't.
A
wild
last
sockeye semen.
There you go.
I was waiting for that.
Hey, it's perfect. 9:41 on the fan. Good job, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.